So also with babies, just to continue, do they come in with a certain intention?
They do. All of you do. Esther said in the beginning, Abraham, I don't think that's right, or I would have been born in Malibu. Or someone will be having a particularly troubled life, and they will say, I'm certain I would have not chosen these parents or these circumstances. And we say, you have to remember that when you made the decision to come forth, you felt invincible. And you were eager about the contrast because you knew that the contrast would give birth to powerful rockets of desire. And you knew about your guidance, so you knew anything that you desired, you knew you could start anywhere. In other words, that's the knowledge of this worthy, invincible feeling, non-physical energy being that you were coming in. You knew you could start anywhere and put your boat in the stream anywhere because you knew the stream was moving toward who you really are, and you knew that you had guidance that would help you to go there, so you were not worried about it. In the same way that if you were a really good tennis player, you would not be looking to play tennis with people that you could beat every time. You'd be looking for someone who would evoke a better game from you. And that's the way you felt coming forth into this life experience. You were looking for experiences that would evoke an evolved, improved game from you because you knew that once that happened that you could turn and go with it. You knew from your non-physical perspective that you'll never get it done and that you cannot get it wrong. And the reason you can't get it wrong is because it's never done. So you were eager to come forth. But we do want to clarify that you had these vibrational intentions. It would be like saying, your intention being, I want to feel fulfilled. And then you come into an environment that is chaotic, but you cannot really feel fulfilled until the chaos causes you to identify what you want and you line up with it. So sometimes as we explain this, we feel you getting the impression that stronger contrast would be a better choice because it would make the source part of you bigger and better, faster, and then when you line up with it, you would have a more triumphant experience. And that is not what we mean to convey, because contrast, whether you know what you don't want, which you know what you do want, and you line up with it, and you know what you don't want, and you know what you do want, and you line up with it, you know what you don't want, and you know what you do want, and you line up with it, that's a nice way to live. When you really know what you don't want and you really know what you do want, it's more of a struggle. But when you line up with that, then you have a faster ride. So you get to choose. It's sort of like when you get really, 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 really hungry, don't you really enjoy your meal? But if you're eating all day, all day, all day, all day, then you don't enjoy it quite as much. Well, you get to choose all of that. You have the free will to choose all of that.